Welcome to the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report on this beautiful sunny day. It's the week in numbers edition. Port Mahler is showing signs of a run that's right on time and possibly above the preseason forecast. Escapement in the Nooshigak took a bit of a dip yesterday, but the daily catch jumped. Igigik and Ugashik are holding off announcing more openers. It's Sunday, June 23rd. I'm your host, Izzy Ross.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
We're back with the numbers on the Super Short Weekend Report this Sunday afternoon. The daily run summary from yesterday is in. On the west side, the Nooshigak District's daily catch was 410,000 for a cumulative of 727,000. The total run is now at 1 million. According to the preseason forecast, 8 million sockeye are potentially available for harvest in the Nooshigak District this season. After a big 35,000 fish push of sockeye Friday in the Nooshigak River, escapement yesterday was smaller at 14,000. Cumulative escapement is at 116,800. 1,800 Chinook escaped up the river yesterday for a total of 24,000. 7,500 chum escaped for a total of 60,000. The Wood River is picking up with 14,400 by 6 a.m. this morning. Yesterday's daily escapement was 21,700. The total is now 238,000. Fish and Game extended commercial fishing with set gill nets in the Nooshigak District, that is both the Nooshigak and Igushik sections, until further notice. Commercial fishing with drift gill nets will open in both the Nooshigak and Igushik sections from 7:30 p.m. tonight until 1:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. The following opener will be from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. tomorrow morning. On the east side, Igigik now has a cumulative harvest of 223,100. Escapement yesterday was 22,900 for a total escapement of 50,000. Igigik's total run is 278,000. The predicted available harvest is 70 million fish this season. In-river indices dropped off last night and this morning in Igigik. Tower counts yesterday showed that passage is about a day and a half from the in-river fishery to the tower. The department is now allowing some additional escapement before moving forward with more openers. Ugashik will remain closed tomorrow. Naknek-Quijak has a cumulative catch of 3,800. 5,000 fish escaped past the Naknek River Tower yesterday, while 130 escaped up the Quijak. Total escapement for that district is now at 5,900. The total run is at 9,700. Based on the forecast, the projected harvest in the Naknek-Quijak district is approximately 7.8 million sockeye salmon. There are currently 380 permits on 293 vessels registered in Igigik. 87 are doubled up. On Tuesday, June 25th at 9 a.m., 8 permits, 6 vessels, 2 D-boats will transfer there. In the Naknek-Quijak, there are 32 permits on 30 vessels. As of Tuesday morning, 2 permits and 2 vessels will transfer to that district. The number of D-boats, 2, will stay the same. In the Nooshigak, as of 9 a.m. today, we have 830 permits on 629 vessels. On Tuesday morning, 19 permits and 17 vessels, 2 doubled up, will transfer to the district. The total will be 849 permits on 646 vessels, 203 doubled up. In Togiak, there are 18 permits on 18 vessels, and that will remain the same for the next 48-hour transfer period. Ugashik has 16 permits on 14 vessels. On Tuesday, 5 permits and 3 vessels will transfer. The total will be 21 permits on 17 vessels, 4 D-boats in Ugashik on Tuesday morning. At the Chignik Weir, yesterday's escapement was 16,600. As of noon today, the escapement was 7,000 reds. The total is 95,500. In the South Peninsula's Area M, total sockeye harvest is now at 503,000. Area M on the North Peninsula is at 96,400, and so far 6.9 million pings have been harvested. Port Mahler's catch update from last night is in. Again, there was a substantial presence of fish across the entire transect, especially Station 12, Station 18 notwithstanding. Station 18 caught zero fish yesterday. This year's indices and catch and escapement are comparable to that of the years 2014 to 2018. Those years all produced runs of more than 40 million fish. That means this year's run is likely not early and is on track to be at or above the preseason forecast of 40 million fish. You can look at a graph comparing this year's run with runs back to 2011 at kdlg.org on today's fishery report. Yesterday, almost all stations across the Port Mahler transect performed well, apart from Station 18, which caught no fish. The average daily index was 36, the highest so far this season. Here are the numbers. Station 2 had a daily catch index of 12. It caught 1 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 4 in the 5 1/8. Station 4 had a catch index of 39, with 11 in the 4.5 and 8 in the 5 1/8. The catch index for Station 6 was 68, 14 in the 4.5 and 20 in the 5 1/8. And at Station 8, the daily catch index was 39, with 13 in the 4.5 and 5 in the 5 1/8. Station 10 had an index of 25, with 4 in the 4.5 and 5 in the 5 1/8. Station 12 had the highest catch index of the season so far at 100. It caught 20 in the 4.5 and 30 fish in the 5 1/8. Station 14's daily index was 16, with 5 in the 4.5 and 7 in the 5 1/8. At Station 16, the index was 16 as well, 4 in the 4.5 and 2 in the 5 1/8. Station 18 again caught 0 fish. The index at Station 20 was 43. It caught 9 in the 4.5 and 6 in the 5 1/8. Station 22 had an index of 24, with 2 in the 4.5 and 11 in the 5 1/8. That's it for the numbers today. Stay tuned for messages to the fleet right after this.
Support for KDLG comes from Grundon's new Deck Boss footwear, designed for comfort. More about the Deck Boss lineup of slip-ons, sandals, and boots at grundons.com.
And that will just about do it for this Sunday's report. In the marine weather forecast for Bristol Bay, today a northwest wind at 20 knots, seas at 5 feet, and patchy fog. Tonight a west wind at 20 knots, seas at 4 feet. Tomorrow a west wind at 15 knots, seas at 3 feet. And tomorrow night a south wind at 10 knots, seas at 2 feet. We have some new messages to the fleet today. A big shout out to the ladies on the Kindred Spirit. Good luck in the noosh and hope those fish come swimming in this week. That's from Judy Bedell. This one is to the fishing vessel Bonnie B, Captain Sakana no Sasayaki, Fortner, and crew. That's translated from Japanese to English, meaning fish whisperer, according to the writer. Hoping your season is off to a great start, stay safe, and looking forward to the sea stories. That's from Jeff C. in Charleston. And finally, we have another message to Captain Doug Morgan on the fishing vessel Miss Emma. Your lab results came back. Don't panic. I found a used liver on eBay. It's in Kyrgyzstan. 65,000 Kyrgyzstani sum. That's $100 plus shipping and handling. No rush as he has it on ice, but he wants an answer by Friday. That's from the Oracle. If you'd like to get your message out to the fleet, send it over in an email to fish@kdlg.org. If you'd like to get in touch about anything else, give us a call at 842-5281 or send an email to fish@kdlg.org. The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible by the generous support of our underwriters and individual contributions from you, the fishing fleet. For our fishing song today, we've got Crosstown Traffic by Jimi Hendrix for the crew of Arthur. I'm Izzy Ross. Have a great day. Enjoy the sun. Good fishing, and see you back here tomorrow.
across your back. I can see you had your fun, but darling, can't you see my signals turn from green to red? And with you, I can see a traffic jam straight up ahead. You're just like so hard to get through to you.